views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living, LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
Hello. Ooh, I almost cut it off that time. Classic. Hello and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Karen Benton. I'm filling in for every third Wednesday of the month. I'm so thrilled to be a part of this powerful weekly show where we support humanity and individuals as a whole to see their problems and conflicts and issues in a different light and participate in our often unrecognized potential to create change. So stay tuned for the next hour to experience the power of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. The shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. And the energetic shifts are still accessible through the Higher Shift Network if you're listening later. You can also, for this show and every third Wednesday of the month, you can find it on karenbetton.com. So it is really my pleasure and honor to share and explore life-transforming information that speaks to myself and the community at large. We really offer you, we love community participants to call in with questions, looking for insight, anything that is arising for you that you'd like to share, knowing that the community at large is benefiting from your willingness to explore what you have going on in your life and us all addressing it in a collective way. So the number is 1-800-930-2819. And this is always my favorite time when I get to be the guest host for the host of the show, which is strange and crazy, but absolutely an honor and always an exciting. It's the day I met Colette to be in the host role while I'm hosting the host. So I should stop now, right? So my guest today, if you can't gather, is Colette Stephan, the founder and creator of The Truth is Funny radio show, the amazing person that brought me into this amazing community and this opportunity to explore and expand on the radio airwaves. Colette, would you please give us a little bit of an introduction? You do so many things.
Hi, Karen.
I will share before you go. I don't know if you all know that Colette is the incredible artist of these unbelievable dragon artwork. I have one in my office. Many of my clients often say, hey, what is that? They're just intuitively drawn to it. And she continues to create these pieces from her soul, from her openness, from her incredibly large creative expression, among the many other things that she can tell you about. But I just wanted to share that. And we actually have a particular dragon that we're going to be sharing with the community after the show. We'll do it on social media, and then we'll do it on our individual Facebook pages that will support your continued expansion and openness to anything that we are exploring today. So Colette, you can go on from there. I sorry to interrupted you, but I was so excited to share that.
Hey, I thought you made me sound really awesome.
I've admired these dragons from the day, you know, I mean, you've been doing them since the day I met you.
And, I started them back in 2007. And it's been a 12-year project, and I'm really excited because now I'm at, I've got 61 done now, and I almost have number 62 done, and 63 won't leave me alone. So in the past, it is sometimes, when I look back, it takes about 6 months on average to do one. But I'm coming in fast now because it's like, you know, after 64 in the deck, that's because of the 64 tetrahedron grid, which is what I talk about in my manuals. Back then when I started them, I just, you know, I didn't even mention them to people for a few years because
it was quiet for a lot of years.
Yeah. Well, it took, you know, like when I was working with them, all of this information pours into me. And so while I'm working on things, it's usually about what's going on in the world or whatever. So the entire time I'm working on these paintings, and they're big, they're 3 feet by 4 feet. And, you know, they're embedded with crystals, like actual crystals and Swarovski crystals, et cetera. So they're quite detailed. And so, yeah, there's just so much. I just love them. We take them to the fairs now, and I've been using them in my Call to Dance program. The foundation is now done for that program. I've got the 4 layers of manuals. I call it layers instead of levels. Mm-hmm. Because you know how they say that, like in metaphysical, that if you're, you know, they'll talk about peeling the onion and then getting to the core of the issue. I kind of prefer to think about it like a beautiful dancer who is releasing veils from the 7-veil dance. And so as each veil is let go of and is released, it starts to unwrap the jewel from inside. Oh, and so I
that's
love
so
that.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a moment. That's so beautiful.
And onions make me cry. They smell.
Well, I mean, it's like our own experience, right? You know, like as an easy segue to sort of even what brought us together today is our resonance with one of the past radio shows and the topic of birth trauma and how so many different people have different layers of resonance and charge and issues and conflicts around the experiences of birth that they had as a child that are unconsciously affecting us, or the experiences that they had when they gave birth to their children, or the experiences they had watching someone else give birth, right? All those different ways that were involved as we come upon a time frame in the calendar when many people are celebrating the birth of Jesus, you know, a time where birth is a big part of a celebration for a good sector of the world. And it may not always be
a talking about this before, Karen, and you said, what is the energetic reason why this is coming up for us right now? And you just nailed it.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? And I guess I would like to highlight even further what you were just saying, which is, you know, in my experience as a medical practitioner, I was used to addressing issues as seeing them as something was wrong with me. And one of the great comings together in meeting you, Colette, was really, you know, so many years ago, was the beginning of sharing. And I went through with you, you know, my own. You were a huge support in my life during miscarriages. One in particular, right? You were there.
Oh, yeah.
We forgot all about that, right?
So, yeah, I remember it. It was an unforgettable experience because you were in New York and I was in Saskatchewan, so...
Actually, I feel tears welling up right now. Like just to be supported in that way, Colette, like was something I had never quite experienced in a way. And we met at a conference, and Colette still is and continues to be an even more expansive practitioner of all sorts. I don't even know how you could label it. It's just so incredibly powerful. And we, you know, went through my own miscarriage in this unbelievably different way than I had at that point in my time been conditioned to address any situation that could be seen in the light, not good, right? You know, there's a, miscarriage is maybe not the outcome that, there are situations where that is a good outcome and there are situations where that is not. And to explore that perspective together and open up to all the different stories that could be influencing me. And then to have an experience, you know, I guess now I'll even share some of it, you know, of being sort of flat on the ground, curled in the fetal position, thinking I couldn't function even though I had two children, and trying to put one foot in the other and then speak with you for 20 or 30 minutes on the phone where we're strengthening different aspects of our lives, looking at all these different unrecognized factors that could be influencing me, and then getting off the phone and being able to effortlessly take a step forward to go shopping, right? Food shopping to get food for my
you know? I remember.
And then kind of as I'm driving in the car going, what in God's name just happened to me? I spoke to this woman. We laughed. I cried. We had moments. We supported, you know, you supported me to see it in a different light, not necessarily by what you said, but by the energy that you were moving, which is what a lot of people don't realize, right? It's not necessarily in the verbal exchange and the story, but the energy held behind it. And
no,
then
and I would love to just, I would love to say something about that so we don't forget that. That I want to, the energy work does not need to be vocalized, and it actually slows me down when I do vocalize. But, you know, if you're on a radio show and you don't talk and you just grab and shift energy, it's not very, very interesting for people. And, you know, if someone phones me for a private consultation and I just didn't say anything and they just laughed and cried and laughed and cried, you know, which happens quite a bit, you know, but like, so a lot of times I'll voice a couple of what the things that I'm getting, you know, and interact in that way. But there's, you know, it's kind of like dominoes or shuffling cards, like that's what I hear. So it may sound like I'm talking about one energetic shift, but like I said, it comes in layers, and sometimes the layers come really, really fast. You know, like that's like instead of a seven veil dance, it's more like a stripper.
That's great. Whichever one suits you, it can work. And that is funny, you know, because there aren't words necessarily to capture what is happening when we hold space for our experiences to be something other than wrong, right? And just that alone, you know, getting interested, getting curious, which was a space that you held so beautifully for me, you know, all those years ago. Well, I guess it was 7 years. I was 40, so it was 7 years ago. And the beauty of how we're now, you know, who would have thought we'd be talking about this on a radio show? 7 years later for whoever wants to hear it, you know, like that's the beauty of connections and resonance and possibility for humanity as a whole. And, you know, to that point in my life, I hadn't, you know, I continued to experience how challenges and conflicts in my life could be moved through, transformed in a light, fun way that didn't involve pills or surgery or, you know, talk therapy. And I'm not putting those modalities down at all. They're amazing. But what we get to do is offer the world an additional option. You know, it's about engaging in what you feel most drawn to explore and transform your life in what resonates for you, right? And in that moment, my magnetism to you was just so unbelievably powerful. And I experienced what I, you know, would have even the month before thought to be absolutely impossible.
Wow, that's awesome. We have to go to break.
Yes, we do. Oh my goodness. That's my job, not yours. Are you sure you don't want to switch this up? Okay.
No, I know.
Here we go. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Karen Benton, and I am talking to Colette today and kind of filling in for her. I don't know. My guest is Colette. My host is Colette. So when we return, we will continue to explore birth trauma, birth experiences, and our inherent capacity to transform its charge for however it holds for each of us. So please call in 1-800-930-2819 with any shares or questions. We do have a caller that we're going to get to right when we come back. And thanks so much for being with us. We will make some shift happen. We'll be right back.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Ooh, I love that little music. So we are back on The Truth is Funny. I am Karen Betton. My guest today is the fabulous Colette Stephan, the founder and creator of this amazing show. So before we continue, Colette, please share whatever you'd like to share with how people can get in touch with you. I know you're upgrading all your interfaces with the world and your website and all, but let people know how they can get in contact with you.
Absolutely. As I can be reached on social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette, and also at my website, thetruthisfunny.com. Tales, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com. That's where you can see all of the artwork. And yes, my wonderful team is you know, working on it as they have time. It's a busy time for everyone. But the two cards that we were talking about, the one card I call the Mother Lode. And this was when I was in Peru in ayahuasca ceremony, and I had this vision of everything I did wrong. It was this long movie of everything I did wrong as a mother. And so that was it was horrible. And then in the end, you know, the Madre spoke to me, the spirit medicine, and she said, you know, those are not your daughter's thoughts or mine. Those are yours. We thought you were a great mom. And I'm like, well, could you have told me sooner? She said you wouldn't listen. So that's what that card, and the saying on that one, because there's a funny quip on every card, the saying on that one is, magic mirror on the wall, I've become my mother after all. And then I also have the joy card, which is the what I would call the Madonna card, like the Christmas card. It's a beautiful dragonfly. People, it's joy. It's the story of Jesus' birth, actually, of or of the, you know, that maternal line. And so those are the two cards, and we'll share those, like you said, on social media after later. Yeah. I'll send them to you. Yeah. But so and the thing was, I was listening to your radio show with Anna Margolis. Mm-hmm. And I was blown away by the amount of energy that it brought up in me. Mm-hmm. And it's come up for me in the last while, quite this pelvic floor thing. And a lot of it I'm getting is from survival, like the base chakra. People are so scared right now. There's so many weird things going on in the world. Like, you know, it's just craziness everywhere, it seems like. And then, and also at this is the other thing that I wanted to shift for people. Christmas, a lot, you know, my brother-in-law is a funeral director. And at this time of year, people quite often they'll leave. Yeah. They'll leave the physical plane at this time of year or right after Christmas. It's their busiest time. Mm-hmm. And so when we were talking about this birth-death thing with what came up with the birthing thing, so many issues came up around that birth and death of a baby. You know what I mean? Like the fears that the collective has, and then the collective having the fear of not being able to look after that child properly or whatever. Yeah. And so all of these things that come up, right? Mm-hmm. But we have that caller, so we'll see. You know?
Yeah,
so... we'll see.
Fabulous,
That, and I thought that I was shocked by the numbers that she gave. Like,
She's definitely a powerful presence with a lot of great information that can bring home, you know, and provide validation for many people that have not seen it as a okay experience to explore. And bring to life, you know, and see it as, well, I've got other issues or, you know, other things. And, you know, I don't really love the word healing, but, you know, healing together, I like that idea, you know, transforming together, exploring our united experiences where things were not how we wanted them, or even that experience that you mentioned of everything I did wrong. And there's so much that,
Well, see, that's what happens when women are giving birth.
Yeah.
They call it labor. Why not call it delivery?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And so there's just like, but you know, a lot of people do. And what I found when I created this protocol is that a lot of people do have some issues regarding their birth experience, like you said, or, you know, birthing others.
Yeah. Well, great. With that, let's take the first caller, Carter, and we'll.
Yeah, we have Ulit. British Columbia. Welcome to the show, Yulith.
Hi, Yulith.
Thank you.
Hi, Yulith.
Hello.
Welcome. What can we do for you today? What's coming up for you?
So I'm calling in because I'm having some challenges with my boss, actually, and the senior person there as well, who's like a team lead, basically. And I was really, really triggered yesterday because I was in a rush to get into the office. It wasn't even my regular working day. And I remember, you know, I dropped my phone, I cracked the screen. So I was already kind of wound up by this time. And I was sort of telling my boss, you know, because they had me come in and pick up some equipment so I could work from home. And she said to me, she says, you know, unless you have some kind of miracle happen, you're going to have a lot of working years ahead of you, and you need to get used to the commute, even if it is an hour and a half. And I just was really, really triggered by some of the things that she said to me on top of that as well.
Okay, so can I interject here, Yulith? I interject?
Of course.
Because I'm picking up a lot of stuff here, and you know, Karen, how it's always surprising. But what she's describing, this commute, you know, it's kind of like what it's like being born, right? And stepping into a new position or in a new way of doing it at work is also a transition. Oh. And that's a birth and a death and a birth and a death and a birth and a death. And when people come and go in the office. And so just recognizing that that's actually what's, you know, this is about transition. And, you know, I'm telling everybody right now, don't participate in other people's drama right now. People, trust me, I talk to people from all around the world right now. There is a lot of people that are edgy right now. Mm-hmm. And you can't take it personally. So we're just going to strengthen you that, you know, to the experience of dropping your phone and cracking it and being in this, you know, frazzled place or whatever, and just take a deep breath and get, what number are you at now? Zero being like neutral, 10 being?
I started out at about a 9 or a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't quite tell what number I'm at right now.
Yeah, it's shifting quite a bit. I'm getting between a 2 and a 3. Surprising that it could happen that quickly, but Karen's pretty good at what she does when she when she's just sitting there in silence. You know, you can't let that fool you, right?
Yes, I have a question for you. How do you feel about if you were to get a job that didn't involve a commute? What does that bring up for you?
A relief.
A release, yeah. So I don't mean to.
We have the option to work from home now.
What's that?
Sorry. We have the option to work from home now, but I feel like every time I bring it up, I've gotten my equipment and everything, but my boss is kind of digging her heels about this one.
Yeah.
The rest of the office is already home based.
Yeah. So I'm just strengthening what's coming in right now is. I don't sense this really has so much to do with your boss as some unraveling in your potential to create your life experience and your previous experiences of allowing others' beliefs and ideas and limitations to influence that creative flow from being a force of nature that is beyond what you've ever quite experienced. And there's a part of you that's aware of that, and your part of you is like pissed off at others, believing that maybe they have something to do with it, but all they're doing is providing this sort of mirror for you to see what's burgeoning to come out. And the birth experience of this creative flow and this rage of creative potential to access and bring forth what's burgeoning within you, you know, that gift that only you can bring to the world through your unique views of what's possible, is you're aware of it. There's a part of you that's really aware of it. So let's just strengthen you to that knowledge and to dissolving all the stories and misinformation and misidentities and mispersonal ideas that keep you from recognizing that which wants to come through.
Beautifully said.
So where are we at now, Euless? How are you feeling with that?
I feel like about a 2 or a 3.
Yeah, beautiful. And then, you know, there's a recording of this. So in my experience, I used to record my practitioners that worked on me because you get in that space where the old ideas sort of take us over. Because, listen, they served us. They weren't there for a mistake. They were an integral part of our survival, those beliefs that we developed at one time that someone else knew something more than we did. It supported us to survive in a time when we might not have had the choice to make a decisions when we were of an age. So it's not that it's bad. It's not that it doesn't belong. And it arises occasionally when we're feeling uncared for and we're searching for feeling connected and needed. So we welcome it, right? And so there's two things we can do is we can nurture ourselves on a really deep level by participating like we are in this kind of a container where the essence of each person is recognized and celebrated and brought forth. And we can see those little parts of ourselves and welcome them, right? Rather than saying, oh God, that's the part of me that doesn't think I can believe it. Well, yeah, that part of you served you too. It's not like it's not the evildoer. It was an important part of you. And when you're feeling unsupported, but here's the thing, the only person that can support you is you. Right? By doing things like calling in on this, you know, radio station, that maybe not everybody would understand why you would do that, but it serves your purpose and your soul and your unique individualness. Ah, wow. What an honor. Thank you so much for calling in, Yulith.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Yulith.
Like your energy feels so awesome. Are you with me?
We got to go to break, Karen.
Yes, we do. Who's in charge of this show? Me or you? I love it. I'm so relaxed because you're here. It's great. I forget where I'm at. Okay, thank you. I'm Colette Stephan. I am not Colette Stephan. I'm Karen. I'm in that whole shift before. I'm Karen Benton, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can find all about Colette's information from where, you know, all the amazing things she's doing, at Tales from the Vector. You can find out about me. But here's the thing. We're going to be right back to take your calls and continue this incredible container of information about birth trauma, how it relates to our creative potential, our raging, burgeoning gifts that we are each desiring to bring forth into the world. And the chaos that is often required in order to bring those new ideas and those new platforms to life. So we'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Karen Benton, and I'm filling in for Colette today, who also happens to be our guest. We have been discussing different variations of birth trauma that was stimulated and catalyzed by a previous show where we had the amazing Anne Margolis on, and we were speaking about a lot of the truths out there around birth trauma and some of the often unrecognized experiences that are influenced by that experience and how we can collectively move this forward, expand it, utilize it as a catalyst for transformation, not just for ourselves, but for humanity as a whole. And we had the amazing caller, Ulith, which was neat because it wasn't necessarily related to birth trauma on the surface, but one of the things that Colette and I were addressing on the break was this idea of creative potential. You know, what is birth other than the seed of creation coming through into the earth plane? And many of us who may or may not have had birth experiences, and that can be a trigger on its own, right? There's a whole host of people that this time of year really brings up a lot for them, maybe because they couldn't have children. And they feel that they're missing out on the birth experience and they don't have, you know, the families that they dreamed that they would have, and those kinds of things can really bring a weight of this holiday season and Christmas cards and families and all of the different things that go with it. So we're looking at this.
Not to mention the people that have passed and are no longer with. And you see, this is what was coming up. There's a few things that I really feel like it would be beneficial to shift energy for people on this right now, is that recognizing that, and you and I were talking about this on the break, that, you know, our children choose us too. This is a two-way contract. And something that also came up in ayahuasca ceremony was, I got into this beautiful conversation with Christ, and it was not Jesus on the cross, Christ, but Christ. And Christ told me that there are no accidental babies. Like, there's no accidents. There's every single child that is conceived with love, because it's actually God's creation, co-created through people or humanity, you know. Mm-hmm. Having said that, without God, you're not going to create. Right. So, you know, right. You have to have the source, you have to have the universe. And so recognizing that when babies come to us, that, you know, it's a two-way street. And and I have energetically shifted several babies, you know, while in the womb. And I recognize this, like, I mean, this isn't just like, you know, woo-woo stuff. This is, you know, like, Herman Mueller, who, you know, he's passed on, if we're speaking about, and around this time of year, he left last year. And, but he was the person that, I was just fascinated watching him. And, you know, I went all the way to get my teacher's certificate in psychosomatic therapy. Mm-hmm. And he researched for 8 years what happened to babies that were in a womb after the war, when they were, you know, being carried, pregnant mm-hmm. women in war experiences when they don't feel safe. Mm-hmm. And so, but if babies are coming during those times, then, you know, like you and I said, like, if, you know, like, they're coming to you, a lot of people think they make a choice to have a baby. But it really is a collaboration, and, you know.
I guess there's a good subset out there that believe they didn't have a choice in making that baby either, right? You know, the ones that are shocked by their, you know, it's interesting. There is a story for everything, right? And and the people who believe that, you know, it was a mistake, or that it wasn't meant to happen, or that it shouldn't have happened, and they're a victim of the experience.
Well, it was a victim. If they were a victim of violence, that shouldn't have happened. Yeah. Like, you know, like, it's not about it should or should not happen. It's not about guilt or shame, or that's not where I'm coming from, an energetic standpoint.
Yeah.
Where, you know, where there's no judgment here. Right. I'm not condoning any violent acts and saying, oh, that would be okay for that woman, should still, you know, like she has to feel this way or that way. No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying on an energetic level, there's got to be some sort of collaboration going on there to create a baby.
Absolutely. Right. And we don't even understand it. Right. I mean, when it comes down to, from a scientific standpoint of view and from a medical point of view, you know, we don't understand what magnetizes an egg and a sperm together, or where there wouldn't be fertility clinics, right? And there wouldn't be, there is a magnetism that is beyond rational, logical understanding and formulation. And it is in that realm of beyond that. And therefore trying to, you know, create a rational understanding of why anything happens is a limitation, which I think is what we're addressing here, right? Is the idea that any purely logical approach to any experience, conflict, or challenge is limiting. It can at times be an incredible, powerful experience, but at other times it's limiting.
Absolutely. And you know, what Herman found out was that when women feel safe, like, you know, you think about it, the womb is, that's amniotic fluid, that's water, that's emotion. You know, so if a mom is really scared and she's having like a lot of fear or anxiety around the pregnancy or around her situation, and or, you know, there's war going on around her, what, you know, or a traumatic birth experience, you know, my first birth, I was on bed rest for 5 months. And then, you know, I was like kind of running energy really high. Now I recognize I was pretty excited about giving birth, but you know, I was having like, they were afraid I was going to seize or have a stroke. And so I'd been in bed rest for 4.5 months and only allowed to get up to go to the bathroom. And then I, you know, a 28-hour marathon giving birth to my daughter. And, you know, going through like 20 some hours and still not dilated past 8, and, you know, 6 doctors later, and, you know, flat on my back and not allowed to move, and, you know, then have an epidural. And I ended up having to be told when I was having a contraction so that I could push. Yeah. And I literally, but I, the whole time everybody else was freaking out, I already dreamt about my baby. I knew she was coming. And I didn't have a concern about her or me, but I had a concern about getting her out.
Yes. No, I do too. Well, listen, believe it or not, it is time for another break. So we're going to address some of your story when we come back and look at how we can support expanding and transforming that into, well, into what, right? Into a space where we feel like we've integrated it a little bit more than it is, right when we come back. So time sure flies when we're having fun and exploring all the different aspects of humanity. So we'll be right back on The Truth is Funny.
High frequency healing for an amazing life. With Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world
one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
So this is Karen Benton back with The Truth is Funny, and our guest today is the host of the whole show and the creator of this platform, Colette Stephan. So we've been talking about transformation, we've been talking about birth trauma, we've been talking about the creative process and how they're all interrelated, and how that potential lies within each of us as an individual and as a community to create change in any area of life that we're feeling stuck in. But as we are recognizing more and more, even as Colette and I talk on the breaks, the ripple effect of experiences with birth and trauma and is quite substantial. And I would like to address, Colette, one of the things that you just brought up that I, you know, in the break of talking about, you know, when you're born, you have all the eggs, you know, as a woman, right?
Yeah, and at 40 days old.
Yeah. So it's like, it's quite amazing to think how linked we are to those that came before us. You know, we're in our mother's belly at that time. And we have this sort of moment when, even from a scientific standpoint, there is a link in an understanding of how we are connected to those that came before us and the traumas that they've had and the experiences that they've had, and recognizing our role in participating in transforming that for humanity. And when we're feeling stuck in any particular area, particularly if it's around birth trauma, we do have the capacity to create change in that stuckness, but the change is going to be catalyzed by something different for each individual, right? Some people, it's going to be a medical procedure. Some people, it's going to be this radio show. Other people, it's going to be working with a practitioner. Other people, it's going to be exercising, taking a walk in the woods, regular walks in the woods, creating change in their lives, whatever it may be. And the container that we are sharing here, if there's anything I hope that the community takes away from it, is that limitless potential that lies within each of us to transform whatever is in front of us, regardless of what we're being told, right? Regardless of the experiences of the people before us. And my prime example, which might be even be silly, is I had absolutely no intention of even speaking of my own miscarriage experience on this show.
Well, I didn't, you know, I wasn't necessarily wanting to, share my experience either, but I feel that it's very helpful too, because what's coming up for a lot of people, this is so easily cleared energetically.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I was just remembering, we had a woman call in, she was pregnant, and the baby was like, I remember she called in for, I can't remember what about, but we were, oh, it was because she was at 32 weeks and she was really having a lot of fear come up. And I pointed out to her that that was 7 years before that. That was when she was scheduled for a C-section for her identical twins, who were expected to be very ill. And so she had called in and we cleared that and it was good. She contacted me after, this baby's born. He's a beautiful baby boy. Mm-hmm. just gorgeous. And yeah. So, but what I want to say to the mothers out there that, like, cause I find this, that a lot of women hold a lot of grief and guilt or blame because they had their baby by C-section or by this or whatever.
Yeah.
There's no need for that. And so I just want to clear that energetically, understanding that, you know, the experience, you don't need to label it as good or bad. And that, you know, the birth of a baby is, it's not just the mother that's pushing. The baby's right. Also doing a lot of work. And so just recognizing that, and that, you know, that I tell a lot of women who have a lot of fear around this, that, you know, really, a lot of the women that do have a fear around this are women that are really physically fit, that like a lot of my clients, you know, they go to the gym a lot and whatever. And I explain to them, this is a physical event that your body is capable of performing.
Yeah. And there is that element that you spoke of, the disappointment, you know, in how one's birth did unfold and maybe it didn't stick to the plan that, you know, one had, which sort of brings up this idea of control, you know, this idea, you know, there's one thing of recognizing that we have the potential to change what has happened in the past. And we're, you know, and thanks to Anne and even the information we're discussing today, we become inspired to create change in some of the practices that we're ready to leave behind, you know, and how squatting and moving and all of these things are so powerful. But simultaneously, the change is being brought forth by the experiences that we're having and recognizing our participation in that transformation. And boy, it's funny, even just some of the flashes kind of make my brain go.
Yeah, well, because you and I are shifting a lot of energy at a very fast rate right now around this, because there's a lot coming up. And, you know, I kind of like to do this for people before they get together with their families at Christmas, yeah. Recognizing that, you know, like there's new babies coming into the world right now and there's people leaving the world right now. And, you know, we want to just be strong to all of the story and remember that going into the future, you know, like seeing a strong future for yourself in this way and for your child. Now, this woman, like those babies, when her babies were born at 32 weeks, I'd been working on them and she was energetically, and they were a pound and a half bigger than expected. They were out of they were off oxygen in days, you know, they were healthy and they are brilliant little girls now. And, you know, now they've got this amazing little brother. And so things work out. But, you know, funny, it's not uncommon for babies to change their birth date because mm-hmm. they want to be born on a specific day. And you know, like with those twins, they ended up having, there was too many babies born that week and they were expecting sick babies. So they move the date forward. And I told her, it's the babies. They don't want to be born Geminis. They want to be born in the sign of Cancer. Mm-hmm. They were very clear when I was energetically shifting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And guess what day they were born? Exactly on the cusp, on the 22nd. Yeah. And there's, so, you know, this is something, and of course, like, and, you know, and I really could tell when Anne was speaking about this, what a beautiful soul she is to, because, you know, to bring this up and to empower, you know, us with this information, because this can be affecting people, being able to manifest money, being able to manifest their creative side, you know, artwork, being able to speak another language, being able to dance, you know, all the things mm-hmm. we want to do, right? Yeah. And if you clear this energetically, then you're more likely to move forward in a strong way. So that's my last, because we're running out of time here, and I figure... Mm-hmm. we can, you know, that's what I really wanted for you and I to address today for people, kind of as a Christmas present.
Yeah. And a little, you know, I sometimes think trusting in ourselves and building that potential of trust that lies within our own inner landscape that guides us in our life experiences, to dissolve that idea that anything has ever been wrong or that we did anything wrong, and to sort of expand the charge that is around that storyline in the community sense, that, you know, like we're gathering here, right? Community sense doesn't have to be in the physical realm. It can be any way that we're connected, and moving that forward for each of us to take the steps that we are called to share, you know, in our unique way that involves our unique blueprint that is tied up in our experiences and our interpretations of life and our charges and our openness and our rightness and our wrongness and all of it together as a beautiful opportunity. And I listen, thanks to the community out there, wishing all of you a fabulous connected holiday where you feel and connect to all that you already are and allow that idea that we need to be something other than we are to just dissolve into the light, whether it's from a candle or from a, you know, participation in a ceremony or whatever it is you choose to engage in to remember the truth of who you really are. So much more, right, than any role that we play, mom, daughter, friend. We just can't even put it together. So, Colette, thank you so much. You want to share one last time?
I want to say also, you know, happy holidays to everybody and lots of love to everybody out there. And remember, there is no psychic holistic fair in December, but we'll be back there in January. And I'll be out there at Illuminate Fair on the 25th, 26th and 27th of January. So thank you, Karen, and thank you, Carter and Dr. Pat. Yes. For creating this opportunity for all of us.
Yes. Thank you, Carter. And to all those who have shared their stories and participated, Colette will be back next week at 8 a.m. And bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.